This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We live in a world where not only are people skeptical of the gospel, but it's a generation that struggles with depression and anxiety and shame amongst Christians and non-Christians. How do you see the gospel speaking to these things?
Well, there's a man, a Canadian philosopher named Charles Taylor. Some years ago, he did a series of lectures back in the kind of the 90s in Canada. The lectures were published, they were called The Malaise of Modernity. In the United States, the book is called The Ethics of Authenticity, which is a little bit easier. But anyway, there he makes a case, and he makes a really good case, that the modern idea, the contemporary idea of the self, is that you define yourself. You don't connect to God. You don't connect to your family. You look inside, and you determine whether or not, you decide who you want to be. You have to be true to yourself. You go inward. And that's the contemporary idea of identity. And he makes the case that that is an incredibly fragile identity, that it needs recognition, it needs affirmation, and it can never get enough. That the traditional society that says you are a citizen, a family member, and a believer in God, in other words, your identity is based on your connections to things outside yourself. He makes the case that is a lot more stable. And he thinks that modern people are more prone to depression, to suicide, when someone that they're in love with, breaks up with them, if their career reverses, that people, that the modern identity, which is you define yourself and you decide who you want to be, that identity is incredibly fragile and you are very vulnerable. And he makes such a strong case in that book that I would say some version of that needs to be a better, more accessible. He's a philosopher, so he's not easy to follow, but there's got to be a way for us to say that to the world as well, that Christianity gives you an identity that's not as fragile, that can handle disappointments, that can handle failures, that can handle suffering in a way that the modern secular identity cannot. That's a big part of my book. If you get into it, there's a couple chapters on that.